Sydney Fulmer, Bridget Bordeaux.
I promise, but you'll be there too. Darius needs you. I need you.
You don't need me, beautiful. I was always a shitty teacher,
he said, taking a rattling breath that chilled me to my core. I shook my head, wiping my tears away as I clutched onto him, rejecting the possibility that I was really going to lose him. I love you, I sobbed, and I hated myself for saying it because it sounded like goodbye. His mouth pulled up at the corner. Then he fell still, his eyes closing and shaking the foundations of my soul. I shook him in desperation, my tears washing over him as I pleaded with the stars, tried to bargain with anything and everything I was to bring him back to me. We were supposed to be forever. I swore an oath to fight for him, no matter what it took to be with each other.
I stand in front of the brownstone, checking and rechecking the address. It's unnecessary. Everyone knows this place. For a house that's indistinguishable from the others on first glance, it only takes a moment of scrutiny to feel that this one has a strange presence. Regal, looming, a little colder. It's hard not to think about what's behind this door. Right this second, there in there, waiting, so close that my pulse is racing against the truth of it. I know from my research that the house has four stories in all, including the basement, with the fourth floor probably overlooking the park. The location is perfect for students, coveted, a quick walk or bike ride to the university half a mile away. It's not a surprise that the most powerful club at the school has this for their residence. After reconfirming the address one last time, I climb the front steps and approach the door. The brass knocker is a huge, heavy skull with Greek letters carved into the forehead. The Lambda Delta Zetas, or Lords, are a century-old exclusive club that has dominated Forsyth University for just as long. There's no doubt I'm in the right place.
You guys all have awesome powers. I'm so excited. Can I see you all in action sometime? I raised my eyebrows, hope shining through my eyes.
You look like a puppy with eyes like that. How are we supposed to say no?
Kai chuckled. I looked to Cam next and gave him the eyes as he tried and failed to look away. Look right here, big man. You can't hide, I teased, and he lifted his green eyes back to mine before glancing at Sloan and huffing a breath.
I dare say we've got a brat on our hands, boys, Cam stated. You just now figured that out, boss?
Fisher laughed, punching Cam lightly on the shoulder. Okay, so I got 2 out of 4 now. Don't leave me hanging here. I rapidly looked between Fish and Sloan, giving a cheesy smile and nodding my head.
Sure, Red. I'd be happy to fire you up. Just say when.
Cold. I was trapped inside an ice cube, frozen solid and unable to breathe. I pushed and pushed at the solid walls of ice surrounding me, trying to break free. My entire body was both numb and on fire, like a million fire ants were biting my flesh, spreading their venom. A figure appeared on the other side of the ice, not completely visible through the opaqueness. His dark shadow terrified me, but excited my wolf. My wolf. She was fading, slinking back into the darkness, pawing to escape. I reached for her, but her paws slipped through my hands. Clink, clink, clink. The man was chiseling his way to me, but the cold was too much.
Bunny.
I woke with a pounding heart, sitting straight up and looking for the sound of the voice. I was alone.
How do I know you're telling the truth? I asked Rhett, looking at Zeke too. All you've done since you got here is cause trouble.
Loretta,
Saxon interjected.
He's a dragon shifter. You shouldn't talk to him like that.
I snorted. I don't care if he shits gold nuggets. I'll talk to him how I damn well please and how he's earned.
Spicy,
Rhett said.
I like it.
I'm not after you liking me. But then I couldn't help a quick glance at Cole, who looked ready to punch someone, preferably the man holding me in his arms, but anyone might do at this point.
Then we're even,
Rhett said.
I don't need you to like me either, but I do want to save you.
Why?
Because I think I might like you despite your best intentions otherwise, and because no one's ever locked me up before.
I felt my eyebrow quirk. And you liked that?
I loved it.